Labor will divert funding from prisons to address the causes of crime and investigate the possibility of Indigenous justice targets under an Indigenous justice package announced today. The $107 million package also includes $40 million in additional funding for Aboriginal legal services, as well as family violence services and refuges. Advocates welcome the funding commitments, but some would also like the party to commit to reforms on the minimum age for children in detention. Co-chair of Change the Record, Cheryl Axelby, says funding for legal services and the National Peak Body for Aboriginal Legal Services really stand out.
For us, that really stood out amazingly. And, of course, with that commitment, if they're elected, we look forward to working with them to implement these important changes.
Advocates have also praised the Labor Party's commitment to justice reinvestment projects, where funding is diverted from prisons to address the social causes of crime. Indigenous justice campaigner for Amnesty International Australia, Rodney Dillon, says people are better off under a justice reinvestment process.
Instead of locking people up, we spend money on trying to stop people from going into this system. And, you know, if we stop the people from going into this system, you know, we don't have recidivism and people are better off.
Change the Record has been campaigning for more justice reinvestment programs for years. Ms. Axelby says justice reinvestment trials have been successful and she hopes to see the approach become a permanent feature of government policy.
Over the last 4 years, we've been trying to seek funding commitments to increase funding for the justice reinvestment and also for the national body. And we're happy to see that they've actually talked about funding both, which is really good. And we've seen the success with Burke and also with Maranika program. And I suppose what we want to make sure is that, you know, we're not just having trials, but we're wanting to have a more longer-term commitment into justice reinvestment in our communities because it keeps our mob out of the system.
The approach has resulted in a range of benefits to the communities that have undertaken the policy.
There's been some significant achievements that have been achieved in reducing incarceration rates and also making, I suppose, services that are being delivered within the community where Aboriginal community members weren't being able to access those programs. There's been granted accountability through their council to actually develop programs and form service providers in the regions about how they can actually better provide the services with greater success. So from the Just Reinvest evaluation, you'll see there's been significant amounts of savings as a result of just having our community voices informing government services and non-government service providers about how they could better deliver services to our community.
Another thing Indigenous justice advocates have been asking for are targets for imprisonment rates to be included in the Closing the Gap program to help drive them down. Mr. Dillon says it's a vitally important step.
This is what we've been asking for. You know, we're saying that justice targets, if we can get around that and get some grip with that and, you know, have a national body set up around justice targets and what it should look like and how we can, you know, address these issues because they're issues that need addressing and getting those records of where people are coming from to help change the justice targets. I think they're vitally important.
Something Labor hasn't pledged support for is raising the age of imprisonment for children from 10 to 14 in line with countries overseas. Rodney Dillon says stopping children from entering the criminal justice system is important to improve their life chances down the line.
We know that kids, if they offend before they're 14, if they end up with a criminal record before they're 14, guess where they're going to be when they're 20? So if we can stop kids from going into that system in the first place, they're highly less likely to reoffend after they're 14. If kids are in trouble, direct them and help them. Locking kids up in a prison doesn't help them, and locking them up in watch houses is even worse. We know these issues are happening. They're happening in Queensland today. We've got more than 60 kids in a Brisbane watch house at this very time. That's no place to keep our kids. We should be keeping our kids in schools, not in prisons.
Indigenous justice campaigner for Amnesty International Australia, Rodney Dillon, ending that story.